Today's daf yomi is daf tes in Gemara in Shabbos. And we begin at the very top line at the two dots with the following quote from our Mishnah where we said, Acherim Omrim, the opinion of the Acherim is usually Rav Meir. And he says, Askupa Mishamesha Shtei Rishuyos, the front threshold of the house, the area opening up from the door to the outside, and then from the outside going into the Rishus HaRabim, this Askupa is considered like Shtei Rishuyos. So, in what way? Bizman Shat Pesach Pasuach, when the door is open, Kilifnim, it's considered like the Rishus HaYochid on the inside, and you can transfer from the inside to this Askupa. That's when the Pesach is open. Shat Pesach Pasuach, Kilifnim. Pesach Na'ul, if however the door is closed, so then Kilichutz, then the Askupa is considered like the outside. Mara says, wait a second, the Alpha God, the Leslie Lechi, says, how can you consider this an area that can be considered like the inside when the door is open? If you're telling me the Askupa is like the Rishus HaYochid on the inside, then it would require it to have a Lechi. A Lechi is a vertical post that allows one to realize where he is and won't go further beyond the point, and this is considered halachically, even though you're allowed to carry there midaraisa, but this allows midarabbanan that you're not going to go and bring something from the inside to the outside because you have this lechi, this vertical post there reminding you that you can't go any further. But the laws of a vertical post are as follows. For Omar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Omar Rav, we have the statement over here from Rav Chama Bar Gurya in the name of Rav, Tolcha Pesach Tzorich Lechi Acher Latiro. Now you have to have a Lechi over here to signify the end of the Rishus HaYochid. But then you also need another Lechi at the end of the Askupa in order to signify that that's still the Rishus HaYochid over here. And that works when the door is open. So therefore, how can you tell me over here that you're allowed to carry from the Rishus HaYochid into the Askupa when you don't have a Lechi at the end of the Askupa? Ah, you want to give a teretz over here, v'chitemo, the less be dalet al dalet. We're talking about the askupa is not 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide, and therefore it's not considered a separate rishus by itself. But even in the situation where it's not 4 by 4, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, he says the same thing on the side of the Girsa should be Rav Chanan Bar Rava, whoever it is, whether it's Rav Chama Bar Gurya or Rav Chanan Bar Rava, who said the name of Rav, Tolcha Pesach, even this Pesach, the askupa over here, even if it's not 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, you need another lechi at the end of it, before you get to the Rishus HaRabim, in order to be able to carry in the Askupa. So therefore, we have a problem over here. How can you tell me that you're allowed to carry from the Rishus HaYochid to the Askupa? There is no lechi over here. That's the kasha. So I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. So we have an answer over here. Rav Yehuda Marav says as follows. We're talking here, hocha b'yiskupas mavoi. We're not talking about the yiskupa from a house. We're talking about the yiskupa from a mavoi. Now, this mavoi has a Pesach over here. The opening is more than 10 amos wide. And therefore, a lechi won't work. We'll learn in Gemara in Erevin that a lechi doesn't work when you're dealing with a large space over here. And you have to use what's called a korah. In this situation, you have to have a beam going across on the top. And here, that's what we're talking about. This mavui over here has a beam going across on the top. And now let's explain this. So, be'ayskupas mavui yaskin. We're talking over here where you have a beam, a korah, running across the top. That's also a recognizable way that you can see that you won't go further beyond that point into the Rishus HaRabim carrying something. So therefore, we're talking here about this askupas, chetzu of makura, the chetzu of she'ena makura. So you have the beam running across, but not across the entire askupa, only over the inner first half of the askupa. V'kiruyev klapi plim. And as I said, the inner side has the beam running off it. And in this situation, when the door is open, Pesach Pasuach Kilifnim. So then the askupa has the status of being like on the inside. Because here, as opposed to the lechi by the door, which you said has to be at the end of the askupa, here the korah is allowed to be even at the beginning of the askupa, and it works for the entire askupa. So therefore, when the door is open, so the entire askupa is now considered like inside because of the korah that's over there. And therefore, you can carry from the inside into the askupa. However, when Pesach is null, if the door is closed, so now the fact that you have a beam over there doesn't do any good. The door is closed, so therefore, kilichutz dami. It's like the outside, and you're not allowed to go and carry from the inside to that area, but from the outside to the Rishus HaRabim, you can, as long as you don't carry dalet amos. It's not a problem to go one amma to carry from the askupa into the Rishus HaRabim. It's the same Rishus. That's teretz number one. That's the teretz of Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Ashi says, you know, we're talking about over here, it was the house. It was the case of the house. Ah, you need a lechi over there, or a korah, Ukigon Shekira Bishtei Koros. So here we're talking about there actually were two beams over here. You have over here a beam on the inner aspect of the Iskupa, and you have another beam on the outer aspect of the Iskupa. So you have, let's say, a beam that is a tefach wide on the inner aspect of the Iskupa, right outside the Rishus HaYochid, right outside the house. And then you have another beam that is within three tefachim of it. That's the principle of Lavud, not more than three tefachim away, that's on the outer aspect of the Iskupa. So you have the Korah, that's one, on the inside. The Korah on the outside aspect, that's two tefachim. And it's connected by something that's less than three tefachim, so they're considered, there's a space in between them of less than three tefachim, so they're considered all connected. So altogether, let's say it was a 2.5 space in between them. So you have 2.5 plus 1 and 1, that's 4.5. So that entire area is going to be considered now like Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Gemara inside. We're going to Shekira B'Shtei Koros. Shem B'Zuar Ba'a, Vein B'Zuar Ba'a. Neither of them is four Tvachim, but each is at least one Tefach, let's say. Vein Bein Zul Zul Shosha. And it doesn't have more than three Tvachim between them. And now, when you have this area, it's considered covered up over here. This is perfectly a good Rosh Hashanah. So now, let's set up the case properly. You have this first beam that's inside the doorway, not, as I mentioned a moment ago, at the innermost part of the Iskupa. It's not in the Iskupa. It's actually in the doorway inside the Rishus HaYochid. That's where the first beam is. Then you have the space of, let's say, 2.5 Tvachim, and then you have the outer beam at the end of the Iskupa. So here we're talking about the Deles B'Emtza. The door is in between the two beams. So when the door is open, Pesach, Pasuach, Kilifnim, the two beams are able to be connected by Lavud, and therefore you have a valid way to make the Iskupa considered like the Rishus HaYochid on the inside. But Pesach No, when you close the door, the beams are no longer connected by the principle of Lavud. And therefore, this outer area, the Iskupa, is now not connected to the inside. It's not like the Rishus HaYochid, and it's like the regular Rishus HaRabim on the outside, Kilichotz Dami. So therefore, this is the second teretz. This is Ravashi's teretz over here that we could be talking not only about the Iskupa Smavud, but even we could be talking about an Iskupa from a house. But it's set up in the way that we just mentioned in order to say that's how you can carry from the inside to the Iskupa, and sometimes you can only carry from the Iskupa to the outside. Gemara says, V'mayisa Iskupa Givayud V'ruchava Dalid. If the scoop over here is going to be 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4 tefachim wide, hare zu rishus liatzma. The Gemara had said previously, this is a separate rishus to itself. Now, this statement that it's a separate rishus to itself is Messiah Lila Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. This supports the statement that Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said. What did he say? The Omer Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Omer Yer Meir, Rav Meir would say, now Rav Meir is the Acherim, so this has to fit in very well with the Acherim. Kol Makom She'ato Motze Beis Rishuyos, whenever you find two Rishuyos that are next to each other, the Hain Rishus Achas, they're both the same Rishus. So let's have a Rishus HaYochid next to another Rishus HaYochid. Kigon, Amud Rishus HaYochid. He gives the example over here. If you have a post in the middle of the Rishus HaYochid, it's in the Rishus HaYochid. And it's Gavoa Yud V'Rachav Dalid, and it's taller than 10 Tvachim, and it's wider than Dalid Tvachim, so it's considered a separate Rishus. So you have two Rishus HaYochids next to each other. Asu L'Kasev Lov, you're not allowed to go put something from your Rishus HaYochid and go and put this on this post over here. Gezeira Mishum Tel Rishus HaRabim. But Meir said, you have to make a Gezeira over here because this is very similar to what a Rishus HaRabim is going to be. This is an open area, and if you can put your item on this post in the Rishus HaYochid, people are going to mistakenly think you can go put this post on a tail in the Rishus HaRabim, and that's going to be a problem because you're not allowed to do that, because that tail in the Rishus HaRabim, that post in the Rishus HaRabim, that mound of dirt in the Rishus HaRabim is a separate Rishus, it's Rishus HaYochid. And if you take it from the Rishus HaRabim and you put it on the Rishus HaYochid, then you'll be over in Issa Deraisa. So therefore, the rabbi set up over here that you're not allowed to go and do this. And that's why Rav Meir made a gezer over here. Now normally, Tosus points out, we paskel like Rav Meir whenever he made gezeros. However, in this situation, we don't paskel over here like Rav Meir. Tosos points out that we pass in the very last line in the bottom Tosos, that Loch over here is like Rabbi Shimon, the argues with Rav Meir. And he says, whether it's Gagos, Chatzeros, or Karpipios, any types of different Rishus HaYachids over here, Rishus Achasen LeKelim Shushav Subisochad. As long as the Kelim were there beforehand, you're allowed to transfer from one area to another, Vishari LeTalto Migag LeChotzer. And you could go from one Rishus HaYachid into the other Rishus HaYachid. Now this is assumed it's all owned by the same person. When it's owned by two different people, so then there's a separate Gzer over here that you have to make it Eruv Chatzeros. But that's for Mitzvah Shem later in the Besachta and for Erevin. And let's turn now to the Omid Beis and we begin a brand new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Lo Yeshev Adam Lifnei HaSapar. Here we're now going to be discussing a whole bunch of new ideas This is over here, actually not dealing with Shabbos. The next Mishnah, Mirtz Hashem, that's coming up is going to be dealing specifically what a person is not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos and may come to go and lead to him to do things on Shabbos, carrying, so therefore there's certain prohibitions that the rabbis instituted that you shouldn't even do them Erev Shabbos because you may come to forget and continue doing it on Shabbos. So since we have that similar idea later on, we have this now over here as well. How come our Mishnah is first and that Mishnah is afterwards? If this is Maseches Shabbos, that Mishnah should be first. That Mishnah is going to involve quite a bit of a discussion. And our Mishnah is a much shorter one, so therefore, Reviewed and us, he put this over here in order that we can, so to say, discuss this and put it aside. And now, then afterwards, get to the more detailed halachos of Shabbos that we'll spend this Masechta on. In any event, so the Mishnah says, Lo yishev adam lifnei hasapar, a person is not allowed to go sit down in front of a barber. Now, here's not talking about Shabbos. Here we're talking about before you daven mincha. So a person shouldn't go to the barber, samuch lemincha, before, right near the time, as Rashi says, kodim lemincha, before he's about to daven mincha. Now, we have to know what mincha time we're talking about over here. So let's quickly review some basic ideas of how the day works. Day can be broken up into an idealized day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, of course, almost no day is like that. And therefore, we break the days up into 12 equal hours of daylight and 12 equal hours of nighttime. That's going to obviously differ depending on which season you're in the short days versus the long days. So you break it up into 12 equal parts. So, for example, in the New York area, you sometimes have a Shah Zmania, the hour that's best broken up on this 12-hour equal parts could be an hour and 10 minutes. The shortest days could be like a 48-minute hour. So therefore, you break it up into 12 equal parts. How you break it up is a famous machlokas, which is attributed to the Goin and the Magen Avram. That's where we get the Shita of Kriyashma for the Goin and the Magen Avram. And that's where you break it up, like the Goin says, from Neitzachama until Shkiyasachama, from sunrise to sunset, or do you break it up from Olas HaShachar until Tzeisa Kochavim, like the Shita of the Magen Avram? Again, it's not only the Gaon and the Magen Avram that say this, but that's what the Shitas are known as. So in any event, let's keep it nice and simple. So we'll talk about an idealized day, so every Shos Zmanios is exactly 1 hour, 60 minutes. So if the day starts at 6 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m., so then you're only allowed to start Davni Mincha half an hour into the day, into the afternoon. So if the midday is exactly at 12 o'clock, the earliest you could daven would be at 12:30. So that's called 5.5 hours before the sun sets at 6 p.m. And this is called Mincha Gedola. Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours before the sun sets. And that's broken up then into Plaga Mincha, half of that, which would be 1 hour and 15 minutes. And then another 1 hour and 15 minutes, each of the two halves of the Mincha Ketana. So those are the critical terms that we need to know. Mincha Gedola starts at 12:30, 5.5 hours before the Shkia, and Mincha Ketana starts at 3:30, 2.5 hours before the Shkia in our idealized day at 6 p.m. Now, the Mishnah tells us over here, you're not allowed to go to the barber, samuch l'mincha, close to the mincha. The more we'll discuss what mincha we're talking about. Until Achi Spala, you have David Mincha, then you can go to the barber. So Rashi points out, in this situation, that we are concerned over here that you may go and forget Shema Yimshoch Achyavar Zman HaTvila. When you do this activity, you're going to forget what time it is. You're going to lose track of the time. You're going to be involved in the activity, and you're not going to daven mincha. So therefore, you must daven mincha first. Mishnah continues and says, Lo yikonis adil l'merachatz. Likewise, you can't go to a bathhouse. And likewise, v'lo l'bursiki, you can't go to a tannery. V'lo l'echol, and one shouldn't even start a meal. V'lo l'din, and one shouldn't start judging a case. In all of these situations, you shouldn't do that samuch l'mincha when you're getting close to mincha time, either mincha gedol or mincha ketana. We'll see what we're talking about in the Gemara. But if you did start over here, Rashi says any one of these, achas mikolel, any one of these activities, and Tosa says even if you started it be'isser, even if you began this when you shouldn't have had, so then for davening shmon esrei, ein mafsikin. For tefilas mincha, you don't have to stop. You're allowed to continue it. This is, of course, assuming, and Rashi points out over here, you must make sure you'll have time to say it afterwards. If you know you're not going to have time to say it afterwards, then you must stop. But let's say a person it's at 3:30, let's say, and he says, oh, I'm going to go take a quick haircut. And he started taking the haircut. He shouldn't have, but he started taking the haircut. So no, it's going to be over by 4:30. He'll still have plenty of time to daven mincha, so ein mafsikin. He doesn't have to go stop to daven mincha. He can wait till the activity is done and then go daven mincha. However, the Mishnah says, mafsikin, now the gears that we have is likros kriyashma, but that's redundant because kriyashma is the reading of kriyashma. So it would mean to read the reading of kriyashma. So the correct gears it says inside is sarach lomar l'kriyashma. So, but for kriyashma, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, as opposed to tefillah, which is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and certainly mincha is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, an extremely important mitzvah d'rabbanan, but one doesn't have to stop what they're doing, even if they start a b'isr to daven mincha. But for Kriyashma, which is a mitzvah deraisa, mafsikin l'kriyashma. Vein mafsikin l'tfila, but you don't have to go and stop the tfila. Now, this extra statement, vein mafsikin l'tfila, seems to be a reiteration of the first part of the Mishnah. The Gemara will explain there's something to be learned from this reiteration. Gemara starts off and says, Hai somuch l'mincha, what are we talking about? Which mincha are we talking about? Mincha gedola, mincha ketana. So, ilay emel mincha gedola, if you're telling me you can't do any of these activities right before mincha gedola, am I low? Why not? There's plenty of time left to daven mincha. You take a haircut at 12:30. It's not going to be done by 6 o'clock. So what's the concern? So Gemara says, you're right. We're talking here about taking a haircut, doing all sorts of activities right before mincha ketana. At 3:30, you have to be concerned that maybe it won't be done by 6 o'clock and you forget and you won't have a chance to go and daven mincha. In this situation, if you did start b'yisr, im hitchilu, ein mafsikin. Then, even though you started b'yisr, since it's unlikely that you won't be able to finish, of course, if you know you won't be able to finish, you're taking a haircut at 5:45 and you haven't daven mincha, of course you can't do that. You have to stop and daven mincha. But if you think you'll have time, even though you shouldn't have started, you don't have to stop. Now, this seems to be in disagreement with what Rishu ben Levi said. Now, ours is a Mishnah. Rishu ben Levi is an Amora, even though in the last Mishnah of Uktzin, he's called a Tana. I always say a beautiful var, that if you go through all of Shas, you become a Tana. So Rabbi Shimon Levi is normally an Amori, he doesn't argue with a Mishnah. So Neimah Tevi Tiyufta, our Mishnah, seems to be going against what Rabbi Shimon Levi said. Rabbi Shimon Levi, what did he say to Rabbi Shimon Levi? Kivin Shigiyaz Man Tfilas HaMincha, he had said that once you reach this Man of Tfilas Mincha, so then also it's forbidden for a person, La'odam, and no person is allowed to even Shiyitom Klum, Kodim Shiyispali. He's not allowed to have anything before he eats. Before he davens. Can't eat anything before he davens. So therefore, this implies that this is talking about, since he says man tfilas mincha, he's not talking about mincha gedol, he's talking about mincha ketana. And he says over here, also l'adam shiitom klum, kodim shispalo, tfilas mincha. So this goes against our Mishnah, which says that if you started, you're allowed to keep on eating. So Gemara says, no. Li'olam, samuch l'mincha gedol. Therefore, based upon this contradiction, where Yishuv and Levi said, our Mishnah can't be talking about mincha ketana. It's talking about mincha gedola. So then, why are all these things? We have plenty of time. How come all of these things are prohibited? So each one is unique. So Gemara says, "Ubitisparis." We're talking about a haircut. It's not talking about a regular haircut. It's talking about the haircut Ben El Asa, the special haircut that Ben El Asa did. Rashi tells us over here that he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and he spent a tremendous amount of money to show everybody what the haircut of the Kohen Gadol looked like. The Kohen Gadol had to take special haircuts, and these haircuts were basically that the one hair, the when you bent it over, it would reach to the next hair's root. And no more, no less. So this was a very difficult to do haircut. It took a tremendous amount of time. So if this person is going for such a tisparis, like the tisparis of Ben Elasa, that you can't do even before Mincha Gedola. And likewise, Velo L'merchot, that which you said you can't go to the bathhouse, L'kula Milsa, that's talking about doing the whole kit and caboodle of the bathhouse. As Rashi says over here, Rashi's a little bit out of place. It comes after the Rashi Borsuki. It really should come before the Rashi Borsuki. So he says, Lachuf Rosho, to go shampoo your hair, or Lishtatev Bechamim, and to go and bathe, or Betzoni in the hot water, then in the cold water, Lazia, to Schwitz a little bit. This is a full day's activity. So if you start doing this before Mincha Gedola, it could lead to problems. So therefore, you shouldn't do this before Mincha Gedola, Davi Mincha first. But if you didn't do this, you don't have to stop. So therefore, we're talking here about not just going into the merichots, all the merichots, l'kula milsa the merichots we're talking about. And likewise, l'ol l'borsiki, not just going into regular tannery, but we're talking about here l'borsiki gedola, as Rashi says over here, the oros harbi, the many, many hides being tanned over here, u'b'tchilas tikunan, at the very start, this is a long process. So even this you shouldn't do before mincha gedola. And we said, l'ol l'echol, you're not allowed to eat, it's talking about besuda gedola. You're talking about a fancy, huge meal that could go for 5 hours. You have a wedding, let's say. So the wedding starts right by mincha gedola. The wedding could go for 5 hours, and all of a sudden you didn't daven mincha. So therefore, you should daven mincha before such a meal. And we say not to do a judgment. Lo l'din, you should have a beis din sitting. This is only b'tchilas din, because the very beginning of the din, you don't know how long it's going to take, and therefore you shouldn't do this. Daven mincha first. That's the teretz over here to reconcile Rav Shuben Levi with our Mishnah. We're talking in our Mishnah about mincha gedola, and Rav Shuben Levi is talking about mincha ketana. A different teretz is Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Liolam B'Tisparos Didan. No, we're not talking about over here an unusual situation, the special haircuts or the special, all the unusual situations that we mentioned just now. According to the first teretz, we're talking about Mincha Gedola. We're talking about a regular haircut over here, B'Tisparos Didan, a regular haircut. L'chadchila Amar Lo Yeshev. So why shouldn't you go and sit and do this regular haircut? Because we're talking about over here Gzeir Shema Yishav Razug. Because maybe over here the scissors will break, and if the scissors break, then you have a problem that's going to take a long time to get another pair of scissors to repair it, etc. So therefore, it may lead beyond the time. So that's what it's talking about. Don't go and do this before mincha. And when we say lola merachatz, it means lahazia ba'alma. We're concerned the person should go to the merachatz not to wash up, but he's going there just to sit in the shvitz. I lechatchila am I lo? So why can't he do this? The Gemara says gzera shema yis alpha. They were concerned that he's going to go and faint over here. The side it says perish yachlo. She's going to get very weak. And this yisalev is a loshen of a yefus. It says. And it means basically that he's going to get so tired over here from the shvitz, he'll faint or he'll be so weak he won't be able to daven mincha. Likewise, v'lo lebursaki, we said when you go down to the bursi, it means over here liyune be'alma. So lechatchila amai lo. So if it's going to the bursaki just to go take a look, so why can't you go? Gemara says lo dilma. Am I low? Dilma chazi pseida bezvina. Because if you go there and you see that there's something on the floor, something going on in the processing over here, it's going to get you very, very much involved. The matrid, you're going to be so involved with it, and you're going to forget the time, and you're going to not daven mincha properly. So therefore, don't do this. Daven mincha first. And then finally, it says, v'lo lecho besuda. So it's talking about suda ketana. It's not talking about a fancy big meal. So why can't you do this? So lechachila am I low? So Gemara says, dilma osi liam shuche. Because even a meal, a regular meal, not a huge meal, but a regular meal, it can go on. And therefore, you may forget yourself, and therefore better to daven mincha beforehand. V'lo ledin, when it says, you shouldn't go to judge a din, it's talking about gemar din, the start of the din. So why can't you do this? Lechachila am I low? Because again, dilma chazi taima v'sasa dinam. Because maybe you're going to go and dan back and forth, and you have a new reason. The guy should be guilty, should be not guilty, and therefore it should be this bal din is correct. So therefore, in this situation, better to go daven mincha first. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, Me'emasai haschalas tisporus. Define to me, we said you're not allowed to go start a haircut, so what's the start of a haircut? What can't you do when it comes samuch lemincha? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ovin, the start of a haircut is based upon mishaniach maforis shel saparim al birkav. It's when they put the cloth around you, they put the shield around you, that you shouldn't get hair all over your lap. So that's called the start of the haircut. When they wrap that little robe around you, so now, that's called the start of the haircut. Don't do that before you daven mincha. Or me'emesai haschalas merachatz. What's the start of going to the bathroom, to the bathhouse? Summer of oven mishayaria maforoso hemenu. When you go and take off your maforoso, Rashi says it's a sudar. It's your kerchief. In other words, when you take off your headgear, so you're starting to get undressed. Others say no. It means when you're taking off the last garments that you're wearing. It means when you take off your underwear. In any event, that's the start of considered going to the bathhouse. If you've started that. When it was heter, you don't have to stop. But if you started that, if you're talking about starting that, once it's a sman of mincha, somuch lemincha, you shouldn't do it ideally. You should first daven mincha. What's the definition of me'am esai hascholas bursaki? What's the definition of starting to go to the tannery? So mishayikshar ben kisefa. So it's interesting. The tanneries were very, very foul smelling, and that's because they were dealing a lot with soas klovim. They were dealing with the excrement of dogs that was used in part of the tanning process. So the guys would roll up their sleeves. The equivalent of rolling up their sleeves was that they would take their arms out of their sleeves, and they would put the sleeves behind them. They would tie it behind them. Like you have a sweater. Sometimes people wear a sweater just around their back, and they tie the sleeves in the front. So imagine this is almost the exact opposite. You're tying the sleeves behind you, so your hands don't, if you're wearing the sleeves will get very dirty, working with the tannery stuff. So therefore, you tie your sleeves behind you. That's called starting in the tannery. What's the definition of starting to eat? How do we define when a person starts to eat? So Rav Omar, Rav says, Mishiyot Yodav, you wash the tilas yadayim. That's called starting to eat. Rechanin Omar, Mishiyatir Chagura, when you loosen up your belt. So Rav and Rav Chanina seem to be saying two different things. What Rav says, tilas yadayim, Rav Chanina says, when you tie your belt. They're not arguing with each other. Halon v'haluhu, this depends. Rashi says over here, this is a famous discussion we have everywhere. Halon means in Bavel, and Halu means in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi and Tosfos sometimes disagree as to which one is which. Here Rashi says that Rav, who lived in Bavel, was telling the people who came from Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Chanina, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, was telling the people who came from Bavel. So Rav says over here that it's when you time you do Netilas Yadayim, because you in Eretz Yisrael, you don't undo your belts. And Rav Chanina was telling the Talmidim from Bavel, who came to Eretz Yisrael to learn, in Bavel they would undo their belts. So therefore he told them, it's when you undo your belts. But this is the same times over here. This is the start of the Achila. So Rashi says over here, B'nei Bavel ha'yuchogri nesatzlin b'chozek. They would tie the belts up very tightly, normally, u'kisha'ochlin tzrich latirin. They'd have to loosen them up to eat. And B'nei Eretz Yisrael, lo yunogin kein ba'ataras chagura. That wasn't their custom. And therefore, for them, it was called the Netilas Yadayim. So therefore, there is no difference over here between these two times. It's just different customs. So they would have to go and loosen the belt or wash the hands. That was the start of the meal. Amrei Bayi, Hani Charvin Bavloi, those rabbis that come from Bavel, Laman di Amrei Tfilas Arvis Rishus, according to the opinion, we had this famous discussion in the Gemara in Brachos, if you remember, this was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who asked Rabbi Yoshua, and then he asked Rabbi Gamliel, and that was the whole Sichsuch, that they changed the leadership for a temporary period of time, that they opposed Rabbi Gamliel, then they brought him back, the whole Maisa there was a discussion of, is Tfilas Arvis a Rishus or not a Rishus? So, according to Man Diomen, it says Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. And again, remind ourselves that Rishus doesn't mean you have a choice to say it. It means that if you had another mitzvah to do, you could do the other mitzvah instead of Davni Marv. But Lamaisa today, we all have a chiyuv to daven marv, even though we say, quote, that it's rishus, but today the Klal Yisrael is accepted, and marv is just as much as a chiyuv as shachris and mincha. In any event, according to the opinion, it says technically tefillas arvis is a rishus, kiven de shor leim na himine. So you took off your belt, so lo matruchin alei, we don't go and trouble such a person to go put their belt back on. Now, we'll see in a moment why it's such a big deal about putting your belt back on. We'll see in a moment. However, Laman Diava Chova, but the one who says that Marav is not a Rishus, it's a Chova, so then, we do force this person, just like Mincha you have to do, so too Marav you have to do. Agmar says, wait a second, Mincha is a Chova, yet we learned it on Mishnah, it's done. In Mischilu, in Mavsikim, we just said that if you started, you don't have to stop. So by Marav, it should be different? Marav should be stricter than Mincha? So how could Rabbi Chanina say, Rabbi Chanina, Mishiyata Chaguro, if you unfastened your belt over here, you loosen up your belt, you don't have to go and stop. The way Abaye learns it, it seems to say that if it was a chova, he would have to go and redo his belt and stop. So that's the kasha of Abaye. So Gemara says, we turn to Yod Amud Aleph, Hasam lo shchicha shichros, hacha shchicha shichros. The difference is as follows. When we're dealing over here with mincha, people didn't get drunk by mincha time. But Maariv time, there's a potential that people would get drunk. They used to have a lot of wine at their meals. That was their beverage that they would drink. They didn't have sodas. So they would drink wine with the meal. So by lunchtime, by mincha time, there was little chance that they would get drunk. By Maariv time, there's more of a chance that they would get drunk. So therefore, by Maariv, before you unloosen your belt, you better daven Maariv. By mincha, it wasn't such a concern. Therefore, they didn't have to do this. Tosus points out that also we say that we are concerned about shichrus by mincha time. That's why we don't do it by mincha time except on a fast day. That's why we say, Elkenu v'kevaseinu. We don't say it by mincha time, we only say it by shachris time, except on the tainus, we say it by mincha time, because we are concerned normally by mincha about shichrus. So Tosa says over here, that is really for nesias kapayim, that's because a revius of wine is a problem. A revius of wine, people did drink, but to get drunk, that wasn't such a concern by mincha time, it's only concerned by ma'ariv time. That's teretz number one. Inami, teretz number two, by mincha time, by mincha, kiven dekvi alei zimna, mincha has a set time. You have to daven it between, let's say, 12:30 and 6 o'clock. So therefore, kiven dekvi alei zimna has a very set time. Mirsis, a person is always going to be afraid, oh, I got to daven mincha, I got to daven mincha, another 20 minutes for mincha, another 20 minutes for mincha. But lo asil mefshe, he's not going to make a mistake. And therefore, we're not as concerned. And therefore, if he starts to eat, he knows, I only have a few hours till mincha, I only have a certain time till mincha, he won't forget. However, by Ma'ariv, Arvis, Kivan the Kuli Laila's Man Arvis, you could daven all night long. Therefore, Lo Mirsas, the person is not going to be afraid over here for Asil Mifshah. He's going to say, I got plenty of time. And of course, he's going to forget and not daven Ma'ariv. So therefore, by Ma'ariv, we're stricter over here according to Abaye, even though we're not as strict by Minchut. Gemara says, Maskav L'Rishayishas, wait a second. Trichusa L'Mesa Emyani, what are we talking about over here? Abaye said, oh, it's too difficult to undo his belt. Is that really such a difficult thing to do? And furthermore, oh, Leku, so fine. So don't put your belt back on. Leku hochi litzali. So go and not put your belt back on and go and daven. Why can't you do that? So Gemara says, Mishum Shenema, the famous statement, Hikon likras alokechu Yisrael. It's a famous passage from Amos where it tells us that a person has to go and prepare properly to daven before you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before you meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hikon likras alokechu Yisrael. Before Yisrael goes to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you better prepare yourself. In other words, you can't just daven like a schlub with your belt undone. You have to go and properly get dressed. And even the belt, it's not just tying on the belt. That doesn't take a long time. But you have to get dressed up properly. You have to put on nice clothing to daven. You shouldn't just stay in the regular clothing that you're working with all day, especially if the schmutzedik and all messy. A person should go and prepare properly to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would add, in this time when unfortunately the shuls are closed, and people never davening b'yichidus. So this is a very, very important thing for people to realize. You're davening at home, you're in your bathrobe, you're sitting around the house. So you get dressed to go daven. You put on nicer clothing to go daven. A person has to go and make sure that he is properly talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the privacy of his house. He he should make sure that he's properly attired to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even daven b'yechidus alone in this difficult time, a person should understand he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He come, likras elokechi, so a person should get ready to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. For Shabbos, you wear Shabbos clothing. A person should realize you dress up for Shabbos, you're not dressing up for the shul. And in your house, when you're going to daven, you should realize you're not dressing up for other people, you're dressing up to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech malchei hamlochim. Be'ezus Hashem, he should be merachim on us in these difficult times. And be'ezus Hashem, we should all be healthy. And with that, we conclude today's daf.